Welcome back to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. And it's time for a segment that, look, we didn't have it last week when I was all alone here at the desk by myself. You and Dave seem to have all the fun when it comes to two-minute tweets. So I'm glad to be a part of the action.
The game that is sweeping the nation. Our first question comes from at FlyerFanatic27 needs to change his handle to EaglesFanatic, but he wants to know, what's the depth at inside linebacker?
Very, very strong. Linebacker Najee Good, one of arguably the most improved players throughout the course of training camp. He is firmly fixed in as a number three guy, and we're going to hear from him actually in just a little bit. And they have Emmanuel Acho, who led the team in tackles in the game against the New England Patriots on Friday. So he's very much in the mix as well. Casey Matthews, who's experienced in this game. Jake Knott, who's also obviously got the suspension coming up. But overall, I think the one thing you know is that there are no rookies in the mix here. Very strong veteran group here.
I think my guess is that it's most of those guys fighting for that fourth spot. I think Najee Good is pretty firmly entrenched. The rest of those guys, it's going to come down to special teams and how reliable they can be in terms of playing both those inside linebacker spots. All right, our next question from Eli 89331392. Thanks for giving us your phone number, Eli. He wants to know, could Nolan Carroll unseat Bradley Fletcher or Kerry Williams?
Not at this time because of the injury. He was certainly making a strong push. I think at this point his role is firmly fixing as the dime cornerback working there with Michael Kendricks. So I think you'll see him featured in that package. But at this point, until he gets on the field, and he's expected to be back on the field Thursday night against the Steelers, I don't think he's going to be taking one of those spots.
I think there was a possibility that he was pushing for that spot before he got injured. But right now, he hasn't been playing enough. I think maybe at some point during the season we'll see something like that. But for now, I think he is that dime guy. All right, our last question from Dustin Habecker, who seems to get on this program every day. I don't know who he knows in the production side, but he gets his questions in every day. And he wants to know, is the D-line taking the next step?
Yes, and I think it's one of those aspects of the team that's been a little bit under the radar here during training camp. The Eagles are very pleased with the progress of Fletcher Cox. He, in fact, didn't even get that many reps in the game against New England because the coaches know what he can do. And then you see a guy like Vinnie Curry, who's getting some first-team reps because the coaches want to see what he can do working with the first-team-based defense. And then you have guys like Bo Allen, guys like Brandon Bear, Joe Kruger, all making progress. So certainly that front group, the first team group, is already very strong. They're improving, but I think the depth is going to be exceptional going into 2014.
Eagles only kept six defensive linemen last year. I think we'd all be shocked if they did that again this year. There's just so much talent. I think we're looking at seven or eight guys there.